while understanding the Earth's climate or even determining tomorrow's meteorological forecast can be complex, there's no question that recent years have witnessed an increase in extreme weather conditions, from heat to floods to storms in the United States and many regions of the world. And NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which operates the National Weather Service, has been tracking the trends. Thomas Carl directs NOAA's National Climatic Data Center, which maintains the world's largest archive on climate.
Higher emissions of heat-trapping pollutants result in more temperature rise and many more days above 100 degrees. For example, an area in Texas that now sees 10 to 20 days per year over 100 degrees, by the end of this century, under a high emission scenario, will experience more than 100 days over 100 degrees. Our health will be directly affected by more very hot days and heat waves. Extreme heat waves, which are currently rare, will become much more common in the future. And at the same time, the U.S. population is aging, and older people are more vulnerable to extreme heat. Increases in heat-related illnesses and death are projected in cities across the nation, especially under high emission scenarios. For an example, an analysis of heat waves in Chicago finds about a tenfold increase in heat-related deaths by late this century under high emission scenario.
Climate scientists say these trends can be slowed if our society takes steps to generate fewer greenhouse gases that trap heat in the atmosphere. But efforts to curb these emissions are significantly hobbled by political and economic interests. Meanwhile, weather patterns continue to shift. Thomas Carl.
One of the most important changes we've seen across the nation is that more rain is coming in the form of heavy downpours. There are fewer light rains and more heavy rains in every region. The largest percent increases in the heaviest downpours have taken place in the Midwest and the Northeast. So it's no surprise that we've seen some record flooding there. And we understand why warming leads to these heavy and extreme precipitation events. Higher temperatures means more evaporation, putting more water vapor in the air, and then when a storm comes along, all this additional water vapor is dumped in that storm in the form of a heavy downpour.
More and more people are paying attention to the planetary perils posed by climate change. And they're asking about the role that we as individuals play in generating the greenhouse gases affecting our weather. A study by the European Union shows that about three-fourths of a person's environmental footprint is attributable to the fuel consumed in transportation, food, and housing. In Sweden, labeling on many food products and restaurant menus now displays the climate impact. And one of the world's largest contributors of these heat-trapping gases is from energy-intensive livestock operations, which produce meat and dairy products.
If you look at the total emissions of greenhouse gases from the entire livestock industry, it accounts for about 18%, according to the FAO's, the Food and Agriculture Organization's own estimates. And that's a significant share of total emissions of greenhouse gases.
And that would be worldwide?
That's worldwide. And frankly, there are indications that this might be an underestimate. At any rate, even if you take the 18% figure, that represents a bit more than the total emissions from the transport sector.
Dr. Rajendra Pachauri chairs the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is widely recognized as the world's leading scientific body on global warming. Together with former Vice President Al Gore, he accepted the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007. Partly based in India, Dr. Pachauri also directs the Yale Climate and Energy Institute in New Haven, Connecticut, where I visited him. He thinks we often overlook the environmental effects of the foods we consume.
If you look at the entire meat cycle, I mean, just let's focus on the whole set of activities involved in production of meat. Often you have to clear forest area to create pasture land. And that means these sinks of carbon dioxide, which are in the form of forests, are being destroyed.